If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
It's High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network.
Show number 3.
That's right, we got 3 down.
But it's show 1072 on our regular count.
Yeah, there you go. 1,072 shows and that you people know nothing about. You just have 3 to go on. I'm sure they're loving it. Thanks again to More Like Radio. This is High Society Radio. Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. The Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. We're on 7 p.m. Fridays. That's a good slot. You know
good
why?
Fucking slot.
Because on 7 p.m. on Friday, I'm getting fucking drunk.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great slot. It's the time frame where none of us ever remember to plug it.
I plugged it last week.
All right, only Johnny remembers.
Regardless, I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
That's it. The three of us sit down and talk about the day's events. Maybe our personal lives. I don't know. Whatever comes to mind. All I know is you can keep up with it on the social media. What's our Pinterest page, Chris?
I don't know what that is.
I'm just going to put pictures of
cats.
Cats and bulges on there on my Pinterest page.
Cats in bulges.
Sure, yeah. I'll put a little kitten in a pair of tidy whities. Sure. Is that a dick or is it a kitten? I don't know. All I know is that penis is hairy. Like the actual shaft. I'm not talking about the pubis. I'm talking about the penis shaft itself.
Mm.
But, you know, that's neither here nor there, Johnny. We're on the clock now. More Like Radio's fucking breathing down our goddamn necks, making us feel like assholes. I'm fucking feeling phone calls and emails like a motherfucker. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. It's like we got bosses now.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's crazy. Well, I mean, there is, because it's still a podcast and nobody makes money, so.
No. Well. I have bosses now, and More Like Radio is the fucking man. And we have to against them. Wait, no, More Like Radio's good.
Yeah.
More Like Radio's good. They're helping us. Forget that last part I said.
We're part of the machine.
You know how we are complete slackers and never do any work to promote our show?
They
do that. Just all we have to do is send them a little content.
What?
Which we almost didn't do the first time.
No, we got it done, though.
We got it. Yeah, we did get it done.
So good.
Some frantic phone calls.
Look, this is all inside talk here. The normal listener doesn't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Well, I'm just talking about how you sent me the wrong file and then I called you the day that it was supposed to go up and you were hungover as shit and didn't want to deal with me.
I'm just talking about Shaft.
All right.
Harry Cockshaft, which brings us back around to my original point. Our Pinterest page. What is it, Chris? Did you sign up? I was stretching
Pinterest slash Harry Cockshaft.
All right.
No one's going to go to that.
They might. They might.
No one's going to.
Who doesn't want to put a pin on a Harry Cockshaft?
That's crude. I was reading this article. I forget. I think BuzzFeed might have actually done it, because now BuzzFeed is a journalistic source for lists.
Love it.
They'll have go to the front page of BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed?
Yeah. I want to see how many lists they have. Just on a regular screenshot on the monitor.
5.
Jesus.
Actually, not too many lists. Well, there's one list on the side there.
This is 21 Pottery Barn inspired do-it-yourselves.
Click on that. I need to see. I need to figure out what kind of Pottery Barn do-it-myself I'm going to do.
Create a light fixture out of jars.
Those light fixtures are darling.
To die for.
I'm never going to do that. You know why? I just have a single light bulb hanging from my ceiling. Like it's goddamn fucking Buffalo Bills house.
That sounds like Mike Tyson training and shit. That's pretty bad.
You're pretty bad, Johnny.
I appreciate that.
Is that a giant? All right, get off the list, all right? That was a joke. All I didn't mean actually for you to go to it.
What, you getting fucking ideas?
Well, these are some nice arts and crafts for the home.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so let's read this thing on BuzzFeed of, I believe it was BuzzFeed, of, hey, I won, the price is right. Then what happens next? And then she's telling, like, these, like, everyone on Price is Right, any prizes they get, they just end up selling.
Yeah.
That's kind of depressing.
Isn't it, though?
Kind of.
Well, you sound extra depressed, Johnny.
Because somebody could have been on the show today. What? At least auditioned for the fucking show today.
Johnny's been talking quite a bit about going out to Atlantic City to audition for the Price
Not
is
Atlantic
Right.
City, Empire City.
Oh,
casino,
Empire City.
Right at Yonkers.
We went there for my birthday. You didn't come, though.
Beautiful Yonkers Raceway and Casino?
Yeah, man. They were holding auditions for the Price is Right with Drew Carey and shit.
Drew Carey was there?
Well, no, he hosts the show, but, you know, I'm bigging him up because he hosts the fucking show.
He wasn't there.
Why would he be in fucking Yonkers, Hicks?
You fucking get some prostitutes and gamble.
I wouldn't judge
him. Why else would Drew Carey be anywhere? Wow. So why didn't you go?
I have this shit. I have bills at home I have to pay. So I have to take any job I can get.
And you would have been able to do that with a brand new car.
Yeah. That would have been awesome.
If you just would have not went to work and got, it would definitely would have picked you, A. B, you're definitely going to run the table on whatever shitty game they give you, like Sidewinder or whatever.
I was waiting there for Blinko.
Yeah, that's everyone likes Plinko. I prefer Sidewinder.
Well, you win cash in Plinko.
Yeah, that's the fucking thing, man.
I always liked hole in one or two. Because he hits a thing and he's been doing it for like 20 years. Like, oh, what's it going to happen? Oh, it's hole in one or two.
Right.
As a child, I watched, you know, Price Right every afternoon. And I was always like really impressed. Like all these adults on the show, like kind of knew what all these random products cost.
Yeah, I never got that though. Is the price is based on like solely what state you in? Because if you're from New York,
I thought that too.
It's based on whatever the producer decided.
There has to
be a basis on it.
It's probably MSRP then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm. Manufacturer's suggested retail price, Johnny.
All right. The people are pieces of shit on that show.
But yeah, I was a child, so I didn't, you know, go shopping. You know, I didn't have any money. Sure. So I was like, really, like, wow, how do they know how much, you know, a 3-pack of Dove bar soap costs? And they know what a can of corn costs? Holy damn. These people are, they deserve to be winning all these cashes and prizes.
I'm going to tell you right now, whoever won that Price is Right today is a piece of shit. You didn't rightfully fucking win it. You didn't beat me for that shot.
You think you had the real chance?
Fucking, I'm a go-getter, son.
All right, quick. Without going over, how much is a boat?
What kind of boat?
It's a beautiful, lovely houseboat.
Chris, yeah. look up a yacht. Look up like a small boat.
I'm going to look up a
get
party
the price.
Boat. They do party boats a lot on the Price.
All right. Then get the price and see if Johnny can guess it. Oh. If he's such hot shit. If Bronx Shy really knows his.
Well, I don't think they were going to ask me the prices of shit. I think they were just going to fucking.
If you were going to be on the show.
All right.
This is what would happen.
I would have just gone off of what the oldest person on the stage fucking said anyway, and then gone over by $100 or under.
That's dirty pool.
No. The dollar fucking shit is dirty pool.
No, dollar shit, that's dangerous.
No, that's asshole shit right now. Because then
I'll be like $2, son.
All right. How much is a 3-pack of Dove?
$3.49.
Hold on.
How much? $3.49. You fucking with me?
This is $4.99.
Where? I go to Target for my shit.
Google.
It's $3.49.
Well, clearly you're fucking up in the game. Let's go. We'll do another fabulous. All right,
give
product.
Me another one.
All right.
Johnny, don't look at that screen.
I'm not.
Yeah, this is the song you could have been hearing. Instead, you're here like a bum.
Ah, fuck it. I didn't feel like running down no stage no how anyway. Fuck it. It ain't Bob Barker anyway.
I think Drew Carey's doing a fine job.
He got a nice mouth.
All right, how much is a
3-ounce package of Oh Boy Alberto all natural beef jerky, Johnny.
I don't even know what the fuck that
it's
is.
It's a sponsor
jerky.
On the Price
it's
is Right
jerky?
For back
all
in the
right.
day.
All right.
It's 3-ounce package.
3-ounce package of beef jerky. $5.
$7.
Oh, get the
You're
fuck.
Terrible. At least you're not going over.
Oh, there you go. I think I would have a shot at that. Somebody would have said 12, maybe.
All right, let's go a car.
A car?
Do like a,
See, though, that's the MSRP kind of, shit, because it's
what
different.
What kind of
here.
Shitty car would they give you on the Price is Right?
I'll go 2013 Ford Focus.
All right, perfect.
Ford Focus.
How much is a Scion? Johnny, I don't think you would have done well.
I think I would have done fine.
All right, Johnny, without looking.
Yeah.
Don't you fucking look.
With nothing in it, how much is a 2013 Ford Focus?
Ford Focus. Four-door? It's four-door, right?
It's a four-door. It's a hatchback.
It's a hatchback.
That's nice.
Shit.
It's lovely for all your vacation needs.
I have plenty.
19,000.
16,000. You went over. Sorry, you do not win the showcase.
Oh, my dick.
Oh. God, Johnny. That's really sad. I really thought you were gonna.
Well, if
really
I made showcase, I would have just gone for the money, dog.
At least you didn't humiliate yourself in front of all those people in their dorms and all those old women watching The Price is Right.
What do you mean you just went for the money?
I just want the money. If you get on showcase, that means you at least got $200.
Oh, because right? you spun the big wheel.
Well,
you know your ticket
to
LA would have been like $600, right?
The show pays for it. It says it on the commercials. It's furnished. The hotel room and all that. Price is Right takes care of that.
They set you up in that hotel downtown Manhattan. It's like similar to that. It's just an 8x8 room. There's just guys dying, roach infested.
I don't give
a
fuck.
Oh, yeah, the Sun Beach Hotel or whatever. Sun Beach Motel. It's $10 a night. And, yeah, there's just dead bodies in the rooms.
It took them a week to get rid of a dead body. It was in the hallway.
And
so there's this horrible, horrible $10 a night hotel.
Is it horrible with the Price is Right music going in the background? I don't think so. Everything sounds
good. You know what? I'm going to turn it off because you know it would still be playing it if you knew the price of anything.
But you got nothing.
$2. I would have made
$2 is a lot for Oh Boy Alberto jerky.
I don't even know what the fuck that was.
You don't know what a bag of beef jerky is.
I know what it is. I wouldn't know what the price is. I never bought this shit.
You don't like beef jerky?
I never really had it.
It's a delicious, nutritious treat.
Technically, Slim Jim or jerky?
Yeah, I guess so.
I've had jerky then.
Yeah, a Slim Jim. Good stuff. But you don't want Slim Jims. You want that good stuff. You want that Oh Boy Alberto.
If it's a sponsor of the show, I'm with it.
I don't know if More Like Radio makes beef jerky.
I don't know.
If they did, I'd try some.
Sounds delicious.
You can't beat it. So you're not Price is Right.
Yeah, fuck it. It wasn't meant to be. Whatever. Guess who's paying their cable bill next week? Me. Hey, I still got MLB Network. Yes.
What kind of cable do you have?
I have Optimum.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't have fucking HBO.
It's Cablevision. Yeah, it's Cablevision.
I have fucking Optimum. I pay about $198. No Showtime. No HBO.
So why do you pay for it?
I fucking need it. I love the NFL Network. I'm going to be in a fantasy league this year. Just, I need that shit.
Oh, you're going to be playing fantasy?
I'm going to need it.
Fantasy football will... Dude, all right, do you enjoy watching football on a Sunday?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
And you've never played in a fantasy league?
No, I've helped people with the leagues. I've actually never done
it. And Chris, you think fantasy football is the stupidest thing in the world, right?
I fucking hate
it. It's money to be made, though.
It's Dungeons and Dragons. Shut up.
No.
It's ridiculous. It's nerd. It's a nerdy thing
nerdy,
to do.
Yeah,
it's more than a bit. It is full-fledged nerdy to do.
It's fucking a math game.
Fucking gambling. All fucking gambling is a math game, though. All
right, so
percentage of chance.
Not if you're going with your gut. That's how I gamble.
Well, that's what I was going to do anyway.
Do you realize now that this league you're joining, your Sundays are going to be ruined, right?
Be fine.
No, you're going to mentally break.
I have the NFL Network for that. I'll be good to go by Thursday night.
You have to be born
night.
A neurotic Jew to enjoy fantasy football.
I'm not telling you you're going to be bored. I'm going to tell you you're following your team and your team's losing or down and you're watching games just for specific play. Why would I think you were going to be miserable?
I don't know, son.
Something crazy. Like, I know it's okay at the NFL Network. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about playing fantasy football.
I will enjoy it though.
You're not. It's, unless you're winning constantly.
With my picks, I'm gonna be fine. Son.
Here's the thing. We might as well just stop this argument now because here's what's gonna happen. He's gonna say he's gonna enjoy it now. He's gonna hate it and then fucking lie for 16 weeks about how he loves it.
Here's the shit.
He's gonna post fucking really happy fucking Facebook statuses about football, and you know he's just fucking pulling his fucking hair out.
Not at all. Because you can fucking spot who my team is. I wouldn't even be able to bullshit.
Who's on your team? Have you drafted yet?
Not yet. We I think first week before the first game we pick because the cut days and all that. So you got to know who's on what team. Well,
you're not going to draft anyone that's going to get cut at this point.
No, I'm saying, but you need to know who the fuck is cut. That shit has happened before. Big names get cut for fucking...
I heard AP's getting cut. That's just a rumor I heard.
Yeah, terrific. Yeah, man.
That's exciting, though, Johnny. You're gonna ruin your life. It's
I
great.
Want some money.
How much money is it?
It's, I think it's 12 dudes in the league, 25.
So hot.
It's not too bad.
It's so hot. It's 12,
did you do your league party ready this year?
Dudes. Ron Fez show might not even be doing a league this year. It's all up in the air. Mm. It's actually a sore subject, Johnny. That's why I was trying to throw myself into your fantasy football talk.
You want to get in on my league, son? You're more than welcome. $50 to buy in.
You just said 25.
Well, you're a friend. I'm giving you a friend prize.
Oh, you give me a friend prize and just fucking take $25
from
me.
There you go.
Oh, thanks, buddy. How about you just fucking do Price is Right fantasy?
That would be nice.
I'll take the guy in the military uniform. And then I'll take the old woman.
Yeah, I'm afraid you probably could bet on the prices, right? It's pretty fucking susceptible to gambling.
I mean, you'd have to be...
You gotta be a degenerate.
It's not live.
All right, you're right. It's pre-recorded, right? I always thought them shits were live.
They shoot two of them a day.
Oh, wow. Damn, I missed out.
Every day, they have like a surplus of thousands. Like, Bob Barker died decades ago. And they were just going...
He's right.
Off the two he's filmed every single day, 365 days a year for 40 years.
Oddly enough, this crazy motherfucker's right.
That's terrible. Damn. R.I.P. Bob.
Is there any a game show better than Price is Right, in your opinion? Bronx Johnny, go.
I like Wheel of Fortune.
I hate Wheel of Fortune.
It's not a bad fucking game. You can easily guess your way to a win. That's what it is.
I hate Wheel of Fortune.
It's not a bad game. I don't like Jeopardy.
Chris, best game show you've ever seen in your entire life?
I like Jeopardy, I guess.
Oh, yo, motherfucker.
I'm not a Jeopardy fucking game show guy.
Oh, my God.
Who watches game shows?
I watch game shows.
Oh. I like the one.
I used to occasionally watch Lingo on the...
Which one is that?
On the Game Show Network. It's just some stupid word game.
Okay.
The only thing I watch is the blackjack game with Carlton as the host.
I have no idea what that is.
Look up Carlton.
Alfonso Rivera.
Alfonso Rivera. Yeah. Just do Alfonso Rivera game show.
Shit.
Oh. My mom used to just have the Game Show Network on all day long.
Oh, that sounds great.
You have no idea what this
Catch 21? Was that
Catch 21? That's it. Just go to like YouTube and see if...
What was the premise?
It's blackjack. You're just playing blackjack.
That's it?
Yeah.
Jesus.
With a giant video screen, some stupid whore moving the card, making the cards go up or whatever. Oh, my God. Yeah, nonstop. Always on. They should get Ben Stein's money on there.
Oh, word. I forgot about that game.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Fuck, that was a good game.
Where you win $47 and a fucking half-drank Coke.
Yeah, but you got to hang out with Jimmy Kimmel and shit.
That's true. That was Jimmy Kimmel's one of Jimmy Kimmel's first things.
Here's Kimberly's epic fail on it's a minute on Catch 20.
All right, I think I got a minute to give to Kimberly.
All right. Hmm.
Catch 21.
Pericles would be greatly displeased to learn that in 2010, what European nation is up to its olives in debt? Kimberly.
Greece.
Is correct.
Yeah.
They're not just playing blackjack.
You get 100 points. You're in control. You would have loved that last ace. Is there another one? Mickey, deal it.
It's a five.
It's a five. Kimberly, what do you want to do with that?
Okay.
Take a hit.
I am definitely not going to give it to Bo to set him up for an 11. I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Sean.
Uh-huh.
Give me a 21. Well, that means...
What a stupid bitch.
Oh, she doesn't know the rules of blackjack. What a cunt.
Oh.
That's a bit far. Stop.
Way
Kimberly
to be a woman. Way to be a woman.
Oh, you guys are misogynistic.
So Will Smith really just did not help out his boy.
Not
after
at all.
That.
He didn't help any of them out. Uncle Phil's
Will
gay.
Smith helps out Will Smith.
Oh yeah.
And if you come from his seed,
I was gonna say, what about Jaden Smith?
Yeah.
He got that shit movie that bombed.
That was really bad.
Which one? Oh, After Earth?
Yeah.
It did horrible. Did it even crack 100 mil?
I'm sure it did. Like, it's really weird. Hollywood's been talking about how, like, you know, this has been a terrible summer of bomb after bomb after bomb. And I guess everything's been bombing. But I feel like Hollywood is just banking on now.
Superhero movies.
Not superhero. Well, nope. Yeah. Oh, but
After Earth made money. Box office, 245 mil. Budget, 130 mil.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But, that's what I'm saying. If you go to box office, go to Box Office Mojo. That'll give you the it'll break it down between domestic and foreign.
It's not technically a bomb if it made more than budget.
The domestic grosses are awful. All these Hollywood movies are making all their profits overseas.
Mm.
If these films went, if their grosses went just by America, they'd be totally screwed. The film industry would just be tanking terribly.
Yeah, its domestic total is 60 million.
Yeah, oof, see?
That's pretty
bad. 130 or whatever?
130 was the production budget.
So it made
184 million foreign.
75%
of the earnings.
Yeah, same thing for, look up Battleship. Oh my God, I saw Battleship.
That movie was the worst.
Did you see Battleship?
Nah, I never had it. I heard so many bad things, I wouldn't even.
That is just like America is shooting jack-off porn.
Domestic total, 65 sense. Million. Foreign, 237 million.
Yeah, this is...
Is that the one with fucking Rihanna?
Yeah, Rihanna.
Yeah, I saw that shit. That shit was trash.
Remember when the dude with no, like, metal legs fought like a giant alien?
Oh,
and, like,
God.
Won?
He really had no legs in real life. That was pretty fucked
up. Oh, really?
Up, son. Yeah.
I thought that was
No CGI. I was like, fuck.
Look at Pacific Rim. Look at its foreign.
Domestic total, 98 million. That's not terrible.
Well, what's
286 million.
Yeah, no, it's nine.
That movie looked good. Damn. Oh, well.
Try like Oblivion.
These are all the movies from this year.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Anything that
Battleship was like a year ago.
Which one's Oblivion?
Well, I mentioned Battleship because that was the first time I heard them saying, like, we've released Battleship overseas like a month before it came out in America, and it like made its budget back, like it broke even before it even opened in America. And Battleship, you know, is a giant film.
A shit movie.
These fucking movies.
Oblivion did twice as much overseas as here. 197 compared to 89 million here.
It's crazy, man. It's the new trend. It's really weird.
I mean, it makes sense. You have like people in China can go see movies now. There's a billion of them.
They're not allowed. They have to make iPods.
All of them.
And Google Glass.
All billion of them.
America needs a lot of iPods. Or I guess iPhones. No one really buys an iPod anymore.
That's true.
That's weird, huh? No one buys an iPod anymore?
Well, we were talking about the other day how weird it is in Japan. Those guys who have to sit and who have to sit in like a room because they eliminated their job. Like Sony eliminated all these jobs. And they just, like, all the guys, a bunch of guys who used to make, and their only job was making videotapes, still have jobs because in Japan, you if you get a job at a company, they have to keep you there until retirement age.
Yeah, you told me this.
What?
Is
get
insane.
Get the fuck out of here. There's no way. So no, you can obviously fire somebody or you can quit.
No,
though,
you can't fire somebody unless they
That's
do
bullshit.
Something against the law. There's really strict laws over there.
What?
They have, like, rooms, like, they try to bore people to death. Like, they just make them come into a room, because if they show up late or they leave early or they don't show up, then they can be fired. But as long as you show up to work, you can't get laid off.
Wow, that's like a cool-ass way of welfare for them, I guess, right?
Kind of? I guess it's a way of keeping people off welfare, that's for sure.
Yeah, but giving them giant salaries, maybe in some cases, you know?
Damn, that's some bullshit.
Well, the government's not giving them that money. The government's just saying that you'll have a massive fine if you fire these people.
Well, truly, remember like in the 80s and like in 80s movies, like Japan was like this giant dominant place in electronics.
Oh, like in Gung Ho?
Yeah, that was my shit. Michael Keaton?
Yeah.
My shit, son.
Mr. Baseball. Remember that when he went to
Japan? Oh, yeah.
Oh, Tom Selleck. Yeah, good dude.
But yeah, Japan was like, you know, that's the promised land. You know, they're taking American jobs. And the Japanese car industry is destroying American GE and General Motors, rather.
And now it's just Korea and nobody realizes it.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people realize that Korea, like,
South,
you know,
Korea's
maybe
real
people
bad.
Are racist or people just don't care. Or they're just
not making movies about it anymore.
Yeah. But yeah, Korea is like Samsung, like stock is worth like $1,000 a share. It's worth more than Apple. It's worth more than Google. It's ridiculous.
Good shit, though.
Like, Samsung is just, it feels like they quietly just came out, Wait for Steve Jobs to die, and now they're just dominating. They're what
Samsung is down $36 and still over $1,000 a share.
Well, they released the Samsung Mega, dog.
Oh,
they're releasing in the United States. Remember, that's just the phone you wanted?
Oh, yeah, I want that shit.
That's like 6.5 inches long.
Oh, jeez, it's going to be great.
Are you really going to get it?
I think I am.
It's
I
the most to. Giant, obnoxious.
What the fuck are you going to do with
it? Is it going to be for like Simple Mobile so I can get a fucking SIM card so I can swap phones out when I don't want that massive, retarded phone?
Maybe. This is my burner phone. It's a giant tablet.
I just want people to see me talking on it and think I look like a douche.
Well, you are a douche, so I know. It makes sense.
Some shit like that, yeah, man. I know.
You listen to High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network. Our Twitter account is at HS Radio. The Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. The Pinterest is going to be up soon. Don't you worry, because, you know, got to get pictures up, right, Johnny? It's like, oh, I like that. I'm going to pin that.
We'll do that.
What is Pinterest? How is it different?
I think
than
it's
Instagram?
For women.
It's just for women.
I'm sure dudes use it, but well, I think it's more chick oriented.
According to Johnny, we don't have enough female friendly topics anyway, so we should.
What?
Really
well, now women don't want to hear interest. About the price of Samsung stock.
I mean, they should.
Everyone should.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess Korea is wild because they also have like a video game network. Like, video games are so huge in South Korea.
But like a cloud?
No, it's like a channel, like A&E or fucking ESPN. All
right.
There's the video game channel where people just watch dudes play StarCraft for a couple hours.
Nah, that's fucking crazy.
Is it crazy or is it the future, Johnny?
I hope not. They web stream them now, fucking on Justin.tv. They have that. You can watch people play video games and
they
shit.
Play so much. They play so much video games, and they're looking at their phone so much more than other people that there's a massive amount of high school males who have, like, hunch necks now.
Really?
What the fuck?
It's just, like, high school kids, just horrible neck and shoulder pain from looking down at smartphones all day.
We should just take those kids out back and shoot them in the head.
They got enough of them to replace. They're good.
Johnny, that's a racist, mean comment. And we have bosses now.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to fucking add this shit for content. And they're going to fucking hear that.
Are they doing that?
And we're going to look like assholes.
I'm pretty sure.
And we're going to find our asses out in the fucking street. Do you realize that shit?
I'd like to apologize.
We're going to make even less money for podcasting.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to apologize to our overlords.
Do not make More Like Radio look bad. You hear me? God damn it.
Everybody should check out Hippo Juice.
It's a good show.
It's delicious.
And the show that we lead into is The Brain Stew. Just watch, listen to that.
Our big ups to The Brain Stew.
Oh, yeah.
I always got something stewing on my brain, so it's like, shit, I'm going to listen to The Brain Stew.
That's from all the drugs.
Yeah. I put a nice big cauldron of drugs, open up the top of my head, and pour it into my brain.
Nice hot beer?
Yeah. Hot. And then I chug a delicious room temperature to boiling hot alcoholic beverage. If there's one thing I love in my shitty, dead-end life, it's a delicious hot beer. Just the hotter, the better.
Nothing wrong with that.
I go into the bar, I'm like, I'm like, all right, can I have a beer, sir, please? Thank you. And they gave me a bottle of beer, and I'm like, oh, this is great. And I'm like, wait a minute, this is way too cold. Can you put this out in the sun for a couple hours? Don't worry, I'll sit here, I'll stay.
It's sun-kissed. Yeah. You know what I mean? It makes it better.
Just the warmer, the better. I love...
Sun-dried beer.
I love hot beer.
It actually
Johnny,
sounds fucking fun.
Let's go have... Just pour hot beer all over each other, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's... I got nothing else going on. Why not?
So that's one thing you love in your life. The other thing, you were starting to get into e-cigarettes for a while there.
Yeah, for about 3 or 4 days, I started just hitting the e-cigarettes hard. Listeners sent some e-cigarette kits and some of the singles, the Logic singles, the disposable ones, to the Ron and Fez show. And see, unlike what most people do with e-cigarettes is they smoke them instead of regular cigarettes.
Yeah.
To try to wean themselves off smoking.
Mm-hmm.
What I did was smoke it constantly all day long while inside, and as soon as I got outside, I started smoking regular cigarettes.
There you go. So you defeated the purpose.
So for about 3 or 4 days, I was smoking for every waking minute of the day.
Jesus Christ. What's wrong with you?
Well, I
get addicted to things very easily.
You're self-destructive, man.
You're self-destructive. I don't need your bullshit.
Well, you're not going to have to worry about it because luckily the government's going to take them away from you.
Why? It's water vapor and nicotine
juice. New York City is trying to, Mike Bloomberg is trying to ban e-cigarettes the way cigarettes have been, like,
restrict them the way
cigarettes have been restricted and redefine them as a tobacco product. Even though there's no tobacco in it.
And there's no way that passes.
I've seen dudes in waiting rooms fucking smoking e-cigarettes. They get shit because there's smoke coming out, but it's not harmful.
It's going to pass.
That's what I'm told.
Fuck that. All right. This is going to pass.
Well, there's no tobacco in it. How the fuck?
I know. I know they want to make it so they can't be advertised in stores, just like cigarettes. Just that's how it is in Canada. Like you go into like a bodega, and there's like no cigarettes in the back, so behind the counter, like it would be in here. I'm like, wait, these guys sell cigarettes? What's going on in this place? They're like, oh yeah, we sell cigarettes, sure. And they have some terrible shit on their packs.
Oh yeah, they have the black lung, right?
And like disfigured faces and whatnot.
They should just do it like, you know, those e-greeting cards. When you open it up, they talk. It should just be that guy from the PSAs, just be like, I used to love the twam.
Stop it. I turned that off in that time. I turned that off.
Every time you open the package, you should just say, I used to love the twam.
That's awful, dog.
Yeah. You see the one with the lady where she had to fucking put the cigarette in her throat?
Oh, yeah.
Why are we talking about this?
It's pretty hot.
It's all good.
I wanted to talk about the e-cigarette ban, but you're just talking about how much you love sweet, sweet regular cigarettes.
Goddamn.
All right. I think it'll eventually in New York end up passing that they won't be able to display that they sell cigarettes in stores, but they can't reclassify.
Well, this is shortly after they got it got thrown out of city council. I think like a few weeks ago they were trying to pass no flavored e-cigarettes, but technically since there's no tobacco in it, the tobacco flavored ones are flavored, so it would have just been outright banning the product.
Yeah, they try to get slick with it.
Damn, yo.
Exactly.
Damn, you're on the losing side of a fucking war, B. They're taking away all your shit. Can't smoke outside.
I'm used to a dog.
Damn.
I'm used to a Johnny.
You're going to be like a bootlegger at some point.
At some point? Right now, baby. Right now.
Did they ever fucking ban chewing shit? No, right?
No,
that never went through, right?
I don't think you got to worry about that. Well, the thing is, I don't think they can really, they can't really mask the chewing tobacco thing under, oh, we're worried about kids, because most kids that pick up chewing tobacco do the stupid thing and put it on their tongue and then vomit. Because that's what I did when I bought chewing tobacco when I was 14.
Never done it. It's
disgusting.
You remember Big Tony, fucking intern?
Yeah,
he used to do the chew. That shit was disgusting.
I know one guy who would do chew or pack a lip, as you used to say. And he would get gacked out of his face.
Okay.
And that's the only time he would ever go through.
Because his jaw was going anyway, right? Uh-huh. So it would just work the tobacco.
And he would just play guitar, get a nice chew on, and bang rails. It was fucking great.
Good God.
If by great you mean sad and hysterical to watch. He's like, you should pack a lip. I'm like, I don't think I should.
It's always nice to watch a downfall. You never did chew, right? You just did
chewed tobacco, no.
The rolling ones, right? You all fucking.
Yeah, I roll
like,
my own cigarettes. Nice. Yeah,
you a fancy guy for a little while.
Yeah, because people who roll their own cigarettes from a big pouch of tobacco they carry with them—that's fancy and classy.
I think that's fancy as shit. I've never seen it, and you look so dignified doing it. It was like,
I'll roll anything, dog.
Made me want to smoke a cigarette, and I don't smoke.
You should start.
There you go.
You should start. You should join me.
Johnny, you were telling me about a Bloods and Crips party that you went to?
Oh, I didn't go.
What?
I wish I would have been invited, but I can't get into Dartmouth. They can throw those parties, though. That's nice. Shout out to Dartmouth College. I don't even know where the fuck they are. Is that Connecticut or some shit?
Is Dartmouth Ivy League?
Yeah, it's an Ivy League school, because they have alphas and deltas and shit on fucking...
But it's just, they have that at non-Ivy League school. Oh, I don't think Dartmouth is Ivy League.
No? I thought it was Ivy League.
Maybe it is. It doesn't really matter. They had a Bloods and Crips party?
Basically a blackface party, if you ask me.
I mean, were they in actual blackface?
They should have been. Might as well. Fucking throwing up rags and signs and shit. It's kind of disrespectful. And I'm pretty sure they don't have
So what's a Bloods and Crips party?
All right, so basically, it was a Bloods and Crips kegger. But basically, you dress like you're in a gang, you do the sets, I don't even think they probably did the set moves.
I mean, I went to a frat party once that was a...
Dartmouth is Ivy League. It is correct.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I went to a pimps and hoes party.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
At a frat once. I mean, there's a lot of chicks with their tits hanging out. So
that works.
It was all right.
I don't know. If
it's the same thing, right? It's just not Bloods and Crips.
Yeah, but I don't think there's gonna be tits hanging out of Bloods and Crips.
I mean, like, how is it different than how is it different than a white party where everybody has to wear white? You just have two options instead of one.
I thought white party just meant it was a coke party.
That's what I thought.
No, white Puffy throws a white party where everybody has to wear white.
Yeah, that's a coke party he's throwing.
Yeah,
but everybody wears white.
Cause the insides of their noses.
You gotta blend in, you know.
That's true. You gotta blend the coke in to everything in the room.
Fuck yeah, Puffy's all about that shit. He's synchronizing everything, son.
I'm sure there's plenty of coke at this Ivy League Crips and Bloods party as
Why
well.
Would there be? A bunch of rich assholes in Ivy League school making fun of black people. They'd be coked up.
Bunch of popping out blue veins from steroids.
Yeah.
Bunch of bloody noses from all the coke.
A little bit Love of blood it. On the sheets after a girl says no, but somebody says, hey,
no,
get the old college
come on.
Try.
She didn't what? Say no. She I was unconscious. What are you talking about?
Chris, that's rape. No.
Yeah, it is rape. I'm not in a frat.
You see, that's what the chick
I didn't
said
even
too.
Go
rape.
To college because no. That's where I know rapes happen.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
What?
I think this like 30% of
more rapes happen at colleges than prisons. That's a fact. No, I just made that up.
I'm pretty sure you made that one up.
I bet mad fucking rapes are go unreported in prison.
That's true. But supposedly, most college rapes go unreported, no?
But especially at a school like that, probably parents want the kids to hook up anyway. And they're like, ah, you'll be all right.
Yeah, it's all just inbreeding, right?
I don't know. I think if a guy's raping my daughter, I wouldn't care if I...
You don't got Dartmouth kind of money, son. You don't know how they get
that's
down.
That's true, yeah. They're all in that skull and bone, son.
Hell yeah. Oh, Crips and Bloods, apparently.
Yeah, they're Crips and Bloods. Skull and
Crips and Bloods is skull and bones for black people.
You know what's crazy, too?
Kinda.
They got enough money.
That's BMF.
Oh, hey, I didn't say that. Whoa.
That's closer to skull and bones than the Bloods and the Crips. I'm bigging them up.
All right, you do that. I know somebody in that shit. I'm not. No.
All right, Johnny, we get it.
All right.
You're scared.
Yes, I am.
Oh, come on, guys.
You're a huge puss. You're scared to go to this Bloods and Crips party with me.
Yeah, that I'm real scared of.
Yeah, why didn't you go to that party?
What, Dartmouth? I don't even know what state
Why don't we
that
know
shows.
About these things?
Connecticut.
Yeah, there you
right?
go.
Right? New Hampshire, sorry.
Oh.
Same thing.
Well, it's the only place whiter than Connecticut.
First, we missed out on that party on the Manhattan Bridge here in Manhattan. Then we missed out on the...
That was the second Manhattan Bridge party this summer. It's getting a little passe. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Hey, the Wittenberg kid's stepping up.
Whoa. Well, were you in the Post getting interviewed about your great parties?
What was the kid's name again?
Xander something.
There you go.
Why he's already like a millionaire from making some shitty toy that a bunch of kids bought.
Oh, fuck that motherfucker, man.
I don't know.
Why, because he invented a toy and threw a hot party?
His name's Xander. Just fuck him
Why
for that.
Why are you so jealous?
Fuck him.
Hey.
He didn't
fuck
name
Xander.
Himself.
Yeah, he probably did. I
no,
you gotta
fucking give the kid props for pulling off that shit.
Now, why did he get arrested again? I don't even get why. Because he wasn't obstructing fucking traffic, right? He was on the outside of the bridge.
He was on, yeah,
on
they're
walkway,
on the
right?
walk path. You did he get
that.
Arrested?
No, he arrested. He was one
yeah,
of the
Yeah, got
like,
him and
people.
Like two other dudes that threw the party got arrested.
I guess because it was alcohol?
No, because
probably
it was,
for that.
They didn't have a permit to amass a party.
Yeah.
They probably had a fucking, Damn. They probably had a DJ booth set up and they were probably serving booze.
Well, that, yeah, they were serving booze.
And they were probably doing a lot of coke.
No, they were popping mollies.
They were sweating.
Yep. Sounds like it. There you go.
Yeah. They just got there and they were like, how come you're all drinking so much orange juice?
Pop the molly, dog. Yeah, I think 19-year-old kids ain't doing coke. They're doing mad amounts of molly.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why we should be selling molly to 19-year-olds.
What I say is we should just sell the meth and tell them it's molly. This way they get hooked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's a good idea.
Nice
of course
fucking
it is.
Face holes and shit. I love it. Fuck them. Fuck them all.
What are you talking about?
They get face holes. I've seen that shit on Google when you fucking
You have
print out
five
meth.
Face holes. It's your ears,
You're doing
your
too
eyes,
much meth?
No. But you get it like...
That's a good point.
You get it like...
Hey,
in your
face holes, shut
shit.
Up!
Seven holes, excuse me. Nostrils, mouth, eyes, and ears.
There you go. But you get... supposedly it wears out your fucking facial skin from huffing it. I don't know.
Meth?
You don't huff meth.
That's what they
say. Sniffing it, probably.
Yeah.
Or smoking it, probably fuck you up.
Snorting
you
could fucking, fat, you could painful snort. Rails.
Oh, God.
All right, as long as we're talking about drugs, I wanted to talk about Colorado, the state that we all thought was cool for passing legalized marijuana.
Marijuana, son!
Yeah, now they're trying to ban certain kinds of tattoos.
Wait, what kind of tattoos?
Just scarification, mostly.
Mm.
But yeah, the state senate just passed a bill saying that certain types of piercings and tattoos are now illegal. So the state we all thought was cool is douchey.
What kind of piercings and tattoos are being banned?
Dermal implants. So you know those like studs they put under the
Like Darth Maul type stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're mostly looking for the scarification. They're against just burning people's skin.
I always found scarification really weird.
Yeah, but people should be allowed to do it if they want to.
It's their body. It's body.
Yeah, I guess if you want to do it, but that's one thing.
I think what it is, they legalized weed, and then they just saw a bunch more freaks walking around.
Probably.
I read something, I think it was in San Francisco, that drug dealers are just really just annoyed with the legal weed. Now they're just shipping all their weed to East Coast.
Oh yeah, of course they are.
And now farmers are like
nothing more annoying than an educated pothead. Are you sure this is indoor?
Shut up.
Just smoke your fucking medicine and shut up.
Just smoke it and get high.
Just melt into your fucking couch, you fucking loser.
Whoa, come on, dude.
Here's some fucking Cheetos. Shut up.
I don't know if they're gonna get return business with that kind of attitude.
Customer's always right, you know that.
That's true. Go. Unless you're selling meth, because then you can treat them
well. Yeah.
or apparently, I've been trying to find a new apartment in Brooklyn, and apparently if you have access to apartments in Brooklyn, you can just talk to people like fucking shit. And
what?
Yeah, on the way here, I was talked to like fucking garbage by two real estate brokers.
How so? What happened?
Real estate broker?
Like, literally, the guy's just like, yeah, when do you want to come? I was like, well, I talked to you yesterday. We were supposed to go tomorrow. I was like, I don't know. How much do you make?
Like,
just being a dick. Like, I'm just like, well, I gotta make a good amount of money. I could pay a few months in advance. He's like, that's not gonna work, and hung up on me. That was one guy.
What? Yeah. Shit, son.
A couple of guys just straight up didn't call me back after we had appointments.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
Do we have to go to some offices and talk to some people? Because I'm good with that.
I mean, what are you gonna do?
You know, break an arm or two.
No.
Let Chris pay you to fucking live there.
Yes.
Damn it. Yeah.
So I guess real estate game's hard, son.
Property's moving, so you like they don't really want you as much as you need them and shit.
I mean, I'm one person who lived in my last apartment for 6 years, was never late on rent, and I'm looking for a 2-bedroom for myself. So I mean, I am actually the optimal tenant. I pay in cash in advance most of the time.
Nice.
Yeah. So like I said, I have a 6-year recommendation from my last landlord who just wants to sell the house I live in. And I can't find a fucking place because some guy named Levi, who sells real estate in Dimmitt's Park, is a cunt.
Oh, boy.
Whatever. You don't need Levi. Fuck Levi. All right?
Yeah.
Okay? It's going to be all right.
I'm surprised you let somebody talk shit to you like that, though. Fucking.
I'm having a rough week, Johnny. I'm having a rough
week. Get off his back, Johnny. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I'm worried about it. He might end up on the street and shit.
You can move in with me. Oh. It'll be great. It'll be mad fun.
He's going to smother you within 3 days. He's going to lay on top of you. Yeah, even on purpose. He's going to come home drunk, stump on top of your face, and just smother you.
So hot. Kind of gay.
He's just gonna black out. He's used to just passing out on the couch. Just black out right on the couch.
Chris, wake up. Oh no. Oh no.
And then I get the call.
I'm gonna be like Adriana's dog in The Sopranos.
Oh.
Sad, really. Maybe you shouldn't move in with me.
Yeah, probably not. I'll go stay in that rat infested hotel downstairs.
Oh my God. It's probably better off for you.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I think the Post did a profile on this hotel. I think it was called like the Sun Beach Hotel or something.
Yep.
And it's just horrific. It's $10 a night. It's mostly like just destitute poor bastards living in this thing.
People in county have it better.
Yeah.
Literally. At least if you die, they take the body out the night of. Not fucking what? 15 days later? Was it 15 days?
Something like that.
They removed the fucking dead body and they knew the motherfucker was dead.
I mean, when you really think about it, though, it is $300 a month for a place in the city.
That doesn't mean you got to deal with that shit, all right?
It's filled with roaches.
They got a lot of people in there that don't speak
English. Those
are
pets.
No.
When you see Joe's apartment, I'm sure it'll end hilariously.
Oh, God.
Wow, I haven't heard anyone bring up Joe's apartment since it came out.
And even not much then.
Ooh. What was the deal with that? It was like talking cockroaches?
Yep.
Yeah.
Could he talk to them? Like, did they talk
to
him?
Yeah, they talked to each other. They were friends.
Wait,
they saved him from getting killed, right, at one point?
Apparently, the floors in this hotel get more and more terrible as you go higher up. And after the third floor, they just don't even let women and children
go
above the third floor.
Fucking triad apartments and
just
shit.
Just only single men.
Fucking chicken wire. That's the fucking, that's the wall.
75-year-old man has lived there for 16 years.
Poor son of a bitch.
Jesus.
I think he had diabetes or something terrible, too. Oh, no. His legs don't work.
Yeah.
He has to fucking stay there.
Somebody died on the other side of the hall.
Yep.
And he was there for about 15 days.
That's the guy I was telling you about.
Yep.
Maybe Levi can get you a fucking apartment in there.
I hope fucking Levi ends up living there.
I hope so, too.
Shit.
Oh, yeah. Pass on by, just piss on him. There's your fucking life, Levi.
Should we set Levi's real estate office on fire?
We should. I mean, I could just say his cell phone number, but I'm not going
don't.
To.
Don't.
No, don't do that.
Don't. It's against the rules here, more like radio. Look, I toe the company line. I don't know about you two assholes.
No.
But I intend on staying here. You're listening to High Society Radio. Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. Our Facebook, facebook.com/High Society Radio. Chris, you run both of those, don't you?
Yes.
And you fucking do a badass job.
I do.
You post those weird cock pics all the time. It's crazy.
Tons of just cocks and cocks
Like, Chris, we have to have a meeting about all these cock pics.
I'm like, damn, we
up.
Must have a lot of Craigslist fishing bits coming our way.
No, I just Google image cock pics.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, it's just...
Follow
yeah.
for cock.
Follow for cock. This cock pic's great. I'm going to post this.
Well, it's always, everybody always says pics or it didn't happen, right?
Oh.
Exactly.
Cocks happen, all right?
Damn. But I'm always like, too long, didn't read. Durr. I'm like, this person's fucking going on forever. Where's the TLDR at the bottom? Oh, good. It summarizes it perfectly. Thank God I didn't waste my fucking life reading some guy's shitty story trying to make some stupid point that doesn't matter. Some creepy shut-in typing things up on the internet like a weirdo.
You mean you?
What?
That's what I heard when he said it. I'm like, why are you getting out of yourself?
What?
Oh, man.
I get out all the time, baby. I'm all over this goddamn place.
It's a mover and a shaker.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Oh, man. Johnny, so what's the next game show you're going to not try out for?
Fucked. Maybe Who Wants
to
Be a Millionaire.
You should go for the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. They're always having
they have it on the iPad. I'm all right on that shit.
I didn't make it. I tried out once for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I tried out once.
For a couple game shows actually that I recall.
Well, no, I tried out for a reality show and a game show.
Oh, word. Oh.
That reality show, Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire.
There you go. All right.
I would definitely marry a millionaire.
She'll like the dick. Might as well go for it.
Oh, it's a man?
Yeah, it's a dude. It's gonna be a dude. It's gonna be a dude.
They've oh, never I didn't know had that. A chick on the show.
Whatever.
I don't know. I never saw that show. I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire?
Wasn't there a Who Wants to Marry a Midget Millionaire too? Was that a
that
chick?
Was something about a midget. I know that. I don't
no,
know.
No, Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire was like a show that came on early, like when Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and like Survivor were first blowing up.
Mm.
And it was just like this big reveal of like this dude who was like an Attack of the Rotten Tomatoes, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, who was like not even a millionaire, and Fox like got this bitch to marry him live on the television.
Yes. Wasn't that show called Joe Millionaire?
No, that's something else. That Joe Millionaire was a straight reality show. Who wants to marry a millionaire was a one night thing.
Fox basically treated reality shows like you wouldn't saw. They had a show where. They had a girl stay in a house with a bunch of men, and she had to figure out which one was her biological dad. It got canceled like after
the Fox Reality Network had the most sadistic television show ever created.
I didn't even know they had that channel.
It didn't last long.
I figured,
but they had a show called Solitary, in which they locked eight people into octagon shaped tiny rooms in solitary confinement, and then they just fucked with them. They would just like spray smoke in the rooms, make the rooms cold. God. They would make alarms go off while they were sleeping, and they had to type in a code, and then you had to tap out. Like it was, and it was only for like $20,000.
You sure you wasn't watching Fox News and fucking Abu Ghraib or some
shit? No,
Abu Ghraib.
There you go. Hey, there you go.
Did you ever hear the story about the Japanese TV show? It was a reality show where they like.
Yeah, I know. Tentacle porn.
took a guy, put him in a room. And the entire room was on video, and the only way he could get, he had no clothes, he was naked. I think he barely had any food or water, and the only way he could get things, like get clothes or food or any sort of niceties for the apartment he was in, was through free coupons. They gave him like a stack of magazines, and had him go through this ridiculous thing.
What the fuck?
Let me look it up.
How the fuck?
And like he went like crazy, like, and like it was like the biggest thing in Japan. Let me see if I can find it.
But they gave him the book of coupons in advance, so he had to find them.
They were in the
apartment.
Yeah.
Oh.
Was this show called Nasubi?
Maybe. Yeah, that's what's coming up when I
Okay.
Hold on. Yeah, here we go. Tomaki Hamatatsu is a Japanese comedian who was locked up in an apartment for Susunu Denpa Shonen, a Japanese reality show on Nippon Television, after winning a lottery for a show business-related job.
Oh, shit.
He was forced to enter mail-in sweepstakes until he won 1 million yen, which is $10,000.
And coupons?
No, this is for...
Oh, I got you.
During this time, he was made to wear no clothes, was cut off from outside communication and broadcasting, and had nothing to keep him company except magazines. Mm-hmm. He lived in front of the camera with only possessions he won via the sweepstakes and the stacks of postcards for entering the sweepstakes. Due to his nudity, an eggplant cartoon graphic was strategically utilized when Nasubi was standing on camera. Upon reaching his goal, he was clothed and blindfolded and taken to a surprise. Oh, this is what it was. He had to get $10,000 in sweepstake items sent to him.
So he basically was like panhandling for help.
Kinda, but through sweepstakes.
Oh,
he had to enter contests.
Oh, yeah. That's so fucked.
Upon reaching his goal, he was clothed and blindfolded and taken to a surprise location.
Damn.
Nasubi happily went along, believing he was going to get a special treat for his hard work. After they blindfolded him, found himself in South Korea and was shown around the town and taken to an apartment. He was once again stripped of his clothes and forced to enter sweepstakes, this time to win enough money to get back home.
Oh, fucking Japan.
The entire ordeal lasted some 15 months.
Oh, I love Japan.
During which time, the diaries of his experience being locked away from the outside would become a bestseller in Japan.
Of course it would.
So this guy's doing all right now. Yeah, I mean, he basically had to live out the movie Old Boy, but he's doing okay
now. That's what I was thinking when I heard it.
Oh, yeah, there. Chris found the...
Here's some pictures of him going insane.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Because he's slowly, progressively going insane.
Ironically, with the rigors he went through in order to become a famous comedian, Nasubi was unable to succeed in the TV variety world. Instead, he became a local talent in his native Fukushima, as well as a dramatic stage actor, founding the stage troupe Eggplant Way.
Is it like a fucking dick show or something?
I don't know, dude.
I don't even get why. Like, that's terrible. Like, they do all that shit to him, and then they just, you know, fucking
Japan's
burn
totally
up,
insane. I have to, I'm just going to move
do
there.
They do all that horrible shit, and they can't deal with simple nudity.
Oh, that, well, no, that it's just penetration that they have a problem with. They blur it out.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I feel like that's, it couldn't have been real, but I guess it was. I mean, there's enough, like...
You think it was kind of... It had to be semi-scripted. They can't let a man fucking break down.
I think they might have just gave him, like, a bag of rice or something.
Oh, shit.
I can't remember the specifics. But, yeah, they made him enter sweepstakes to get $10,000 worth of crap.
Well, he's eating ramen at points.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, he won some ramen.
Oh, he won some ramen?
Yeah.
Holy shit. They didn't even provide the food?
No.
What the fuck?
Look, you got a box of bananas there?
Oh.
It's nice.
God.
The thing that sucks about that, though, bananas go bad pretty fast.
Looks like he's eating a lot of goddamn...
Yeah, and it don't look like they gave him a fucking fridge, neither. Oh. Jesus.
Bananas go bad faster in the fridge.
Oh, there you go.
In fact, household tips from High Society Radio.
I think he lost his shit when he got, like, a rice cooker. That was, like, the best day for him or something.
Damn. Well, he's more humble for the experience. I'll give him that. Good for him.
But they didn't gas him at all, right?
No, they didn't gas him. This wasn't actually Old Boy. Well, there is a guy who works in the building, in the Sirius XM building. Like, not at Sirius XM, but one of the floors that looks like Old Boy. I'm like, shit. Mm.
I wonder if that guy just got out of a goddamn...
Didn't you say you saw the guy from Human Centipede in the elevator there?
What?
I saw the evil scientist sitting in the lobby at Sirius.
Awesome.
The day after I watched the movie. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, wow. That must have blew your mind.
I don't think I could see that guy without screaming the words, feed her at him. I just don't think I could do it.
Jesus. What the fuck, I like that movie. Did you see the second one?
Nah, I didn't see the second. It can't be as good as the first one. I'm sorry.
You're right. It's better.
Is it really?
No, obviously not.
Because the first one was hysterical.
First one was awful.
The hardest I laughed since One Guy,
yeah,
One
you
Cup.
You have a fucking horrible sense of humor, but
I honestly, the most dude, thing. I laughed so much at that fucking movie. I can't even tell you.
I chuckled at it, but like, it
people
like,
thought, no,
I didn't
dude.
Fucking belly laugh. You belly laughed
when he was like, "Feed her."
That was,
yeah, it was insane.
The body movements freaked me out. I was like, it's too real.
The bowel movements?
No, body movements. Oh. Like when I was like, all right. Nah. I tapped.
It's so funny.
It was too much.
That shit's wild, dog. I don't know.
More Like Radio. Woo!
More Like Radio is just killing it right now. And you two are just making us look bad.
They added some other shows, too. Shout out to the new shows on the channel. Good for y'all.
Shout out to Brain Stew. Just doing things in my brain.
That's an old show.
I know. I'm just saying, though. They're coming up.
Oh, right. They're coming up whenever this place.
Listen to Brain Stew.
You're listening to this on a Friday.
Yeah. You're...
We're recording it on a Monday.
No, this is live. No, it's not live. Obviously.
It says right on the website that we're pre-recording. Yeah.
I don't know what that website's talking about. I think that's lying.
That's why we always sound depressed when people are listening to this show on a Friday. We've all got a case of the Mondays.
Oh, boo.
God damn.
Oh. I don't even work on Mondays. It's my Sunday.
Shut the fuck up.
Twitter account is HS Radio Show. The Facebook, facebook.com/High Society Radio.
You can search on iTunes and Stitcher. Just search New Trash City. NewTrashCity.com is our website.
New Trash City is the website, and it just kills it every day, man. Whiskey all the while. You like whiskey, Johnny?
Who doesn't?
I don't think some people don't like whiskey.
Well, then why would you hang with them?
Who doesn't like whiskey?
I think there are plenty of people who don't
children?
Like whiskey. I guess.
Yeah, I know kids that fucking drink that shit.
Good.
What?
Chris knows what I mean.
They're teething.
There you go.
It's all right.
Interesting. That's an interesting.
Pinteresting, right?
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, that Pinterest is coming soon. I'm tying it all together.
Pinterest.
Very good.
You like that, Johnny? I bet you do. All right, we're out. We're out till next week. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Bye. I tell you, we must die.